No clues, have no evidence. James Pruitt drove 1,400 miles to Rocky Mountain National Park from his hometown, Tennessee, on February 28, 2019. The 70-year-old parked his car in light of Glacier George Tailhood, according to the NPS. Park rangers discovered that his car, March 3rd, grew suspicious when the vehicle did not have overnight parking permit. Pruitt's family told the rangers that they did not know where within the national park they had planned to hike, and said that they have not heard from him since 10 a.m. on February 28th, police said. They also said Pruitt had not planned on staying in the park overnight. But Glacier George had gotten 2 feet of snow by the time rangers caught the wind of Pruitt's disappearance, which added to already challenging search, police said. Rangers secured 15 square miles until March 11th, when their search entered limited countless operations on March 11th, 2019, NPS said. A team of 40 searchers briefly resumed their efforts in October, after months of small searching during the summer. But by the time it's possible, his remains could have been almost entirely consumed by wild animals, leaving no trace. In California, Peter Jackson texted his son on September 17, 2016 to say he was on his way to a high traffic national park. He'd been staying at the White Wolf campground and had paid the park through September 21st, 2016. The hiker's backup was discovered at the area in the valley on August 19th, when neither he nor his remains have been found, the official officer said. On the other side of the country, John Squires was raffled when a friend on June 20th, 2018, their vessel in American Creek in Alaska. He and the others were thrown into a fast-moving water raft with a submerged object, and she was seen swimming and trying to get in the shore. His friend was ultimately able to swim safer, but were unable to be secured. His remains missing nearly 5 years later.